Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, April 5th, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at saroundtable.com over the past week. Got a lot to discuss. We got the ongoing Google March core update still rolling out. We have Googlebot wanting to crawl a little bit less. We may want searchers to pay for some AI-related search features like SGE. We will see. And a lot more, some Easter eggs as well. And I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bruce Clay. Thank you, Bruce, for sponsoring. Bruce is one of the founding fathers of the SEO space. I think he is the founding father of the SEO space, doing search marketing optimization since 1996. Bruce Clay is big into SEO training, so check them out at seotraining.com. And also to learn more about their services, check them out at bruceclay.com. Thank you, Bruce, for all you do. I appreciate the sponsorship. So this week, it's the first week of April, so I posted the big Google Webmaster Report for April 2024. It covers everything you need to know. It was a really busy month with the core updates, the spam policy changes, the big manual actions that were released, core vitals changes, and so much more. You definitely want to take a look at this. There was a tremendous amount of stuff, so if you were away for the month, I kind of summed it all up for you in that one blog post in the April 2024 Google Webmaster Report. Also, as of this morning when I'm recording this video, it might Google may change it, but again, as I'm recording this video right now, the Google Core update, the March 2024 Core update, is still rolling out. I think we're on day 31, I believe. Yeah, day 31 today of this rollout. I thought it would be done this week. Maybe it'll be done later today on Friday, but right now it is still rolling out. Danny Sullivan repeated that. It's still rolling out. John Mueller said it's still rolling out. And I posted a bunch of things that are going on. It does look like on April 3rd or so that there were some more ranking fluctuations up and down for many sites. It seems like still the ones that were impacted by the helpful content update did not see any recoveries. The hundreds of sites that Glenn Gay was covering and all the people that I follow have not reported any recovery with a helpful content penalty that happened in September. But in terms of core updates, it does seem like there's definitely still ranking volatility going up and down. It seems like just the helpful content ones are just seeing downwards trends, which is sad for them. Any event, if you are noticing fluctuations on April 3rd, you're not alone. But they're still rolling out as of right now, so maybe there's more to come. I thought it would be done this week, but I was, again, seemed like I'm wrong. Like I said, there are still no helpful content update recoveries, but that doesn't mean there were no core update recoveries. So what I mean is when the September 2023 helpful content updates started rolling out, a lot of sites that were hit by that did not see any recovery yet with this March 2024 helpful content update. Why would they see a recovery with the March core update? Well, because Google said that they incorporated those elements, the concept around the helpful content update into this core update and removed the helpful content update completely. Nobody saw recoveries yet. But they are seeing recoveries with this core update. Glenn Gabe shared some tweets with some data showing some example sites, but he tracked hundreds of websites that were affected by those previous updates and seeing how they are trending now. And again, helpful content update victims of September, no recoveries for the most part, maybe one or two, maybe. And core updates, yes, we're seeing recoveries for those from previous core updates as well. John Mueller said, when it comes to fixing a helpful content update issue, just don't look at your own website as the benchmark. Oh, I improved my website by X percent. I made improvements to my own website by 30%, whatever it might be. That doesn't make a difference. Google wants you to improve your website compared to not your website, but compared to what's out there in your industry. You got to be more helpful than what's out there, not more helpful than what you currently were. And that was John Mueller's statement on Twitter. And so forth. So definitely take a look at that. He said one of the things with these updates is that it's not relative to previously. It's basically a reevaluation of the whole site in a new current online world and user expectations. The Financial Times reported a couple days ago that Google may consider releasing Google SGE or related SGE features like AI overviews and other features for a fee. So if you want to use the AI smarts of Google search, you might have to pay a fee. I kind of doubt this will happen. I seriously doubt this will happen. The issue again is, one, there's a bunch of issues. But basically, like I said previously, Google's ad revenue may significantly drop if they release SGE, people are going to click. People just don't click on links in the SGE AI overviews. Maybe they'll click on ads if they're standing on your face. But right now, Google seems to be testing it, and I don't think they're happy with those clicks, so they haven't released it yet. If they were happy, they probably would have released it by now. That being said, there's a bunch of issues around SGE. Would Google consider charging for it to release AI features? It just seems doubtful to me, but the Financial Times says they're considering it. Of course, considering it. I'm sure they're considering everything. In any event, it just seems strange to me for Google to do that. If you want to see what that article is about, I posted about it on April 4th with a little recap of it because you can't. It's a subscribed-only piece of content. Danny Sullivan posted yesterday, I believe, why Google, a lot of people complaining, why is Google showing so many Reddit and discussion forums, threads and so forth, like Quora, Reddit, and other discussion forums in the search results, especially with that discussion in the forums carousel. And it was intentional. Danny Sullivan said, it was funny because Lily Ray posted an example of like weight loss and some really scary weight loss results from discussion forums that might be hurt your actual health. That being said, Danny Sullivan said, we're taking this feedback in, we're not perfect, we'll make changes and so forth. But he said that searchers, like he said previously in November, searchers seek out, they will like the discussion forum. They specifically look for forum threads to get answers from individuals, those perspectives again. And maybe they don't work in all cases, but he said people are looking for them. In that case, that Google shows them and people want them. Even though SEOs think that people don't want them, Google says people want them. That's his rationale. And of course, you know, Google doesn't want to show harmful information, so Google's going to investigate these issues, but that's what Google said. Gary from Google, Gary Ish, is back, and he said on LinkedIn that his mission for the year is to help Googlebot crawl less. He said, be more intelligent about caching and internal caching, sharing among user agents, and we should have fewer bytes on the wire. He basically wants Googlebot to be more efficient. I asked about what about Index Now. He did not reply. That's a Bing protocol that a lot of search engines use that Google may use, but Google seems to not care so much about that. So we will see, but Google wants to crawl less and be more efficient about it. John Mueller said again, stop overthinking about links. Overthinking about links is probably going to be a waste of your time, so stop doing it. Same old from John Mueller. Google Search Console had another reporting bug specifically with Google Image Search, just like last week. This one, again, is specific also with Web Stories. It happened at another Web Stories bug between March 28th and April 2nd, also with AMP pages. So Web Stories and AMP pages are not properly tracked in Google Search Console, specifically for Image Search. So if you see issues there, that was a reporting glitch. It wasn't an issue with the actual rendering. Google did show those results, but it was an issue with them showing up in the search results. Google's testing in the local panel, when you go to an actual specific local result in the Google search results, a toggle or next button to the next local result. This is spotted by a couple of people, including Stephen White, and also Miriam Ellis also noticed this a little bit later. Here's some screenshots of that. Google is also testing a Google search cruise results pack. This was spotted by Lily Ray's colleague, Sarah Domingo, pronouncing it right. She's a senior specialist at SEO at Ansib Digital. And here's a screenshot of that. I can't replicate this. It's weird, but it wouldn't surprise me if Google is actually testing this out. Super interesting to see. Google has released their new Google Business Profile image uploader. It's much more simplistic in view. It seems like the Google Business Profile specialists, the SEOs out there, like it. The first person who spotted this for me was Jason Gerard at Local Search Forums, and it looks more simple. I like it. So that's new out there as well. Google's testing a new ad carousel that you can slide. We've seen carousels that slide before. It's definitely true, but this one's very, very weird. This is spotted by Alexander Hatalga. And it's just weird. Look at the screenshot. You can actually scroll through ads. I don't think advertisers would like this because you're scrolling through ads as opposed to being shown ads right in front of your face, but it is what it is. And then this one was spotted by Sean Goodman, where Google's testing showing in the ad a little label that says ads related to your search results. It says related to your search. You would hope, this is surprising to me, you would hope the ads that Google shows for the query are related to your search, but yet Google is showing a related to your search label on some ads. Here's a screenshot of that. That was spotted by Sean Goodman. Google's also testing, I've actually saw some of this myself, not just the QR codes. When you click on an ad and you say it's call us, you click on the call us extension of the ad, it pops up a QR code if you're looking on your desktop so you can scan the code and call from your mobile phone. A little bit saves time, a little bit. Instead of showing the phone number and dialing the digits, you can actually just click a QR code. But it does show the phone number as well, but it also shows text to my phone number as well as email to my phone so that you can actually go ahead and click on the phone number from there. So Google's testing that as well. This is spotted by Kashul. Microsoft Advertising has released conversion value for all of Microsoft search campaigns. It used to be just be available shopping search campaigns. Now it's available for all search campaigns, so keep that in mind. Reddit moderators, this is kind of humorous, but also kind of upsetting. Reddit moderators in the SEO forum, which is just clarified a couple back, I think several months ago, we covered that. That forum was actually overtaken by a bunch of crypto peoples. So it's not run by SEOs anymore. In any event, that forum keeps deleting the Google search liaison, Danny Sullivan's responses to people's questions about how Google search works. Over and over again, they keep just removing his posts, and he can't figure out why. They've done it with John Mueller a couple times, but it seems like they're just rampant about removing Danny Sullivan's posts, which is pretty funny because Google's paying Reddit and they find it helpful, but yet Reddit moderators keep deleting his helpful responses. Who knows? And then if you do a search for the solar eclipse, you do a search for solar eclipse or solar eclipse 2024, you will get a Google Easter egg that basically shows the eclipse happening overlaying over the Google search results, which happened on April 8th. Anyway, I think I'm in 93% totality here. I'm not going to drive anywhere to see the full because I don't do that stuff. But in any event, hope you guys enjoy it and hope you guys are being well. Thanks again to Bruce Clay for sponsoring. Everyone have a safe, healthy, and enjoyable weekend. I'll see you guys next. Goodbye.